All right, here we go. More trivia on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Ron Sutz here along with Mr. Kiger. Mr. Kiger, can you come out and play today?
I would be happy to.
Good. You got a good trivia question?
We played in the streets a lot that stretch and on shady lawn.
I've done a lot of things in my life that I'm not particularly proud of, but... I don't have any problems with any of that stuff we used to do when we were
fun.
Younger.
Ron and I would go hang out with all the kids in the neighborhood and we'd play games. And
because, after all, we were just overgrown kids anyway.
You use past tense? Does Bev get mad at you sometimes because you're still doing something?
Because I'm stupid?
Yeah, I get the same thing.
Yeah, she does. Mostly it's because of stuff I don't do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I know what you mean. I mean, really.
Hey.
As long as you're young mentally.
That's correct. Central page, mind over matter.
That's right.
If you don't mind.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter now.
It don't matter.
George Ezra. All right. No. What kind of question you got?
Well, it's the last day of November.
Uh-huh.
We're nearing what will be the beginning of winter.
The winter of our discontent.
The winter solstice.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the beach.
Okay, let's go.
North Carolina lighthouses.
All right,
here we go, folks.
I'm ready.
This state is blessed with some very practical and architecturally beautiful lighthouses along our coast and Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Seven of them are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Several also have what is called a day mark or a distinctive color pattern.
Really?
Yeah. Which one of our lighthouses is painted with black and white diagonal checkers or diamonds?
Oh, man.
Which lighthouse along our Outer Banks is painted black and white with diagonal checkers or diamonds?
I can see it in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember where it is exactly.
If you know before Ron, because Ron's right here, he can shout out the answer.
Yeah, I can't win anyway, you know.
You call it 919-929-WCHL, and if you can correctly identify that lighthouse with the day mark, black and white, diagonal checkers or diamonds, you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Where you're good to go.
Yeah, you are.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie, you said the lighthouse is on the Outer Banks.
Yep.
I'm going to say it's not the one at, it's not the one, it's not Cape Hatteras.
No, Hatteras is the candy stripe or barber pole.
Is it like at Cape Buxton, something like that?
No, you're thinking,
near Nag's Head.
No, you got to go south. Got to go south.
Okay.
Got to go to the point where North Carolina's Outer Banks dramatically go westward.
Okay. Cape Lookout?
That's it!
Okay.
Cape Lookout Lighthouse.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
And while we're talking about this, one of my favorite, another deep cut album favorite. Go to the album Mexico. Not Mexico. It's a James Taylor album.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to
Walking Man? Is that it?
No, it's not Walking Man. But listen to the tune Lighthouse.
Okay.
Taylor, David Crosby, Graham Nash. The name of the song, Lighthouse. It is wonderful.
I'm going to check that out.
Lighthouse.
I can't wait, man.
It is beautiful.
I'm going to search for that.
But the Cape Lookout Lighthouse, it was built and first lit November the 1st, 1859.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it warns mariners of lookout shoals and towers on the south end of Corey Banks, just where the shoreline of North Carolina swings dramatically westward.
Cool.
Yeah, Cape Lookout.
Yeah, we do have some cool lighthouses on our coast.
The Hatteras Lighthouse maybe, you know, it's a national icon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. If you go to the North Carolina coast, you can find all kinds of interesting things.
Yes,
and one
can.
Of the cool things about living in the state, we got the mountains on one side, beaches on the other.
Correct.
That's really used to be called Variety Vacation Land.
Still is.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it is.
All right.
Hey, I've always thought the ideal thing would be, okay, live in Chapel Hill, but you have a little place down at the coast, and you have a place up in the Blue Ridge.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
How good is that?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Can't say I'm there yet, but...
Yeah.
Or ever will be, but that would be nice.
Do they have, like, senior assisted living stuff and all for me?
I don't know,
hey, you know, the YMCA's down there, you know?
Oh, yeah?
You and I could, like, you know...
We could live at the YMCA.
Down in Wilmington, and then up in Asheville, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Split time between those two residences.
That's right. Play checkers at the Mass General Store in Valley Cruces.
I love that place.
Hey, we're closing. You got to leave now.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.